action for you here tonight on the Action Track. Outside turn number 3 from Milford, Delaware. Welcome once again, Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Jeff, and good evening again, race fans. We have made the climb. We're high atop turn 3, and the field is right now pulling onto the racetrack to check the Richmond Raceway for the first time. The corners are banked 14 degrees. The track is plenty wide to get the job done. The question is, will the drivers have the car, and will the tires cooperate enough to get off the bottom of the racetrack and maybe step out in that second, third, or fourth lane? The restarts last night in the Truck Series race were incredible. Breathtaking restarts. We expect the same tonight, but what we don't know is how the option tire and the prime tire will interact with each other, and drivers on one set versus drivers on a different option of tire. There's a lot going on tonight at Richmond. We're high atop turn number 3 to cover all of the action over the course of this 400 laps here tonight.
Now let's take a final sweep down the pit lane for a thought or two before the drop of the green flag. This trip to pit road is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Start at the exit of the pit lane over in turn number 1. That is Jason Toy.
Alex, you know, when we arrived here on Friday, it was almost like the first day of school again for all of these crews and everybody on all of us that work in the garage area, because we haven't seen anybody for the last 3 weeks to get back at it. That off period time was important for the drivers, A, to get regrouped, get away, do some other things with the family, get reacquainted with the family. But more importantly for the pit crews, they were able to take a rest, which was a great thing. Actually, with a great thing with 2 weeks off, they were able to shut down the shops for at least a week to give them some time to spend with their families. They're on the road all the time, just like the drivers are. But the pit crews were excited to get that little break, and they are excited to get back to work here tonight. They're definitely going to be busy here tonight, be it thinking on top of that pit box or the action they'll have out here on pit road. Chris Wilner.
Well, Jason, the return from the Olympic break has left 3-time winner this season, Christopher Bell, without his crew chief for the next few races. Adam Stevens was sidelined following double knee surgery after a diving board accident while on vacation. So car chief Chris Sherwood will make his debut on the box, calling the shots this weekend. Stevens already has been back at the shop in Huntersville, North Carolina, and he's also in communication with the team from the team's war room. They're even custom fitting a new seat right now at the shop to help Stevens when he returns to the racetrack. It's a slight hiccup from status quo. It comes, though, at a time that Christopher just told me it's the best position he's been in his career heading into the playoffs. They've got 7 top 10s in the last 11 races. He told me here at Richmond, no matter how the Saturday goes, their Sundays have always been better. Well, they're coming off a really good one. Top 5 in practice. They qualified 5th, his best at Richmond. He was 6th here in March, and with a good track still ahead in the schedule, Christopher Bell is eyeing a surge into the postseason.
Well, there's your broadcast team, Jason Toy, Chris Wilner. They are on pit road. Mike Bagley outside. Turn number 3. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alex Hayden is here as well, and the championship winning crew chief, and that's Todd Gordon. And Todd, question for you. We are coming back after a break, a long break, as an organization, and you've done this before. What do you do during that downtime? Is it a matter of reset and refocus?
I think it's an opportunity for all the guys that travel week in and week out to get a reset and to get away for a week and try to get just some family time and just mentally kind of refreshed. I think this is important. I don't think that most of these shops had their lights shut off. I think that there's so much support cast that still works at the shops that continue to work forward on these last 4 races to prepare themselves for the playoffs. But, yes, a lot of these traveling race teams, I think, got an opportunity to take, you know, a 5 or 6 day vacation away from the shop, get away from it, but they came back fresh and ready Monday morning.
So the teams right now on the racetrack are working their way down the pit lane. Make sure their tachometers are set for pit road speed. Todd, we got to find out from you. With your experience here, you've got 2 wins at Richmond Raceway in the NASCAR Cup Series. We're going to start under the heat and the sunshine. This race will transition into darkness and finish under the lights. How much will this track change?
It will. It'll change a fair amount as it grips up, as the sun goes down and gets off the racetrack, you'll feel the racetrack will gain some grip. We're going to lose some grip as we lay some rubber down too. So it'll go through a couple different changes here. One right off the bat of getting rubber down the racetrack. And then when we ever get to that option tire, how much rubber does that lay down? And is that another exaggeration of the track swinging there?
All right, so let's talk about that one more time, Alex Hayden. Goodyear with a couple of different options for the teams here tonight.
They have the prime tire or the harder compound tire that will be referred to sometimes throughout the broadcast as the yellows. Reason why? The side Goodyear painted on the sidewall is yellow in color. The option tire or softer rubber compound is going to be the red tire, as they say. So we have the option soft, we have the prime harder tire. There are six sets of the prime tire for the running of the race. Now, five of those sets are the brand new Goodyear sticker tires. The other set, the sixth set of primes, are scuff tires off of qualifying that we had yesterday that these teams can transfer over into the race. As far as the softer rubber compound, the option tire, they have two sets of those. And it's completely up to these race teams how they use those throughout the running of the Cookout 400. The only catch is, in all of that, you cannot mix them. You cannot have options on one side of the car and primes on the other. If you have options, they got to be on all four corners. Same with the prime.
All right, so the option is, when do you use them, Todd Gordon? What do you think? I mean, you told us you talked to 20 different crew chiefs and you got 20 different answers.
Well, it depends on where your track position is and what you need out of the situation. If you're in the top five and running there all day long, you're going to think about keeping those option tires for the end of the race so that you've got all that good speed. They're talking about 35 to 50 laps that they can go on these tires. If they can go to 50, they're going to use those for the last two stops in stage three and put themselves last 100 laps. They'll be on the option. But I think you'll see a lot of these teams that need to make track position, that have an opportunity to go steal some stage points, that are chasing points. You may see them come in oddly timed cautions in stage one and two and maybe used in the middle of stage two just to maintain your position and try to drive yourself forward into a fighting position, better position.
They had 45 minutes, did the NASCAR Cup Series teams yesterday for practice, and then they went qualifying. You think about pole winner Jeff Striegel, Denny Hamlin. He has not been on the best of streaks. As a matter of fact, his average finish in the last seven consecutive races has been 23rd. That's his worst streak over seven races in 12 years. Is Richmond Raceway the medicine that he and this team needed?
Absolutely is. As a matter of fact, the last seven times he's been here, five of those finishes have ended up either in victory lane or runner-up, and he's ready to go tonight from the pole. You bet he is ready to go and get that hot streak and that momentum back with just four races remaining in the regular season.
Jesse Delavoye is the pace car driver for the NASCAR Cup Series. The Whelen Engineering lights on top of that black, white, and red Toyota Camry pace car have gone out. Greg Harris is the flagman for tonight's Cookout 400. He's got his guests up there to wave the green flag tonight from Cookout as the field begins to bunch up two by two all the way down the backstretch. Lights have come on, but we're still under brilliant sunshine in Richmond. And to call the start of the Cookout 400 for MRN from Grand Rapids, Michigan, here's Jeff Striegel.
Four to go in the regular season, 400 laps in store on the action track. Richmond Raceway, a pair of teammates up front in Toyotas. Green flag is in the air. It's Denny Hamlin on the inside, Truex on the outside. A Ford and Chevrolet make up row number two. They're already in turn number one.
Toyotas side by side coming into the corner. Denny got the jump, but here comes Martin Truex Jr. around the outside. Fender out in front, but still a wheel-to-wheel battle for the lead.
And Martin Truex Jr. in the middle of the racetrack gets a nose in front of Denny Hamlin off turn number four. Here comes Hamlin rallying back on the bottom. Lap number one led by Hamlin by a bumper. He'll squeeze his way to the front of the field in turn one.
And he'll slide up in front of Martin Truex Jr. Give Denny Hamlin the point this time out of two. Truex will settle in the number two spot with Josh Berry in third, Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott the rest of the top five.
Then you get a side-by-side battle between Chris Buescher on the inside, Bubba Wallace on the outside. Advantage goes to Bubba. Crossover move. Buescher goes back to the outside.
Bubba did not want the outside line. He drifted across the nose of Buescher, took that line away, and in the process took away the spot. Buescher now slips off two. That'll give Joey Logano the look to his inside. Maybe a little contact there in three.
Logano will wedge his way to the inside and force a three wide now. Chris Buescher in the middle. Austin Dillon's Chevrolet goes topside. This is racing hard for position number 7.
Three wide for 7th. Logano dive bombs it into the bottom of the racetrack, and Buescher's got to give way. Logano's going to get 2 at a time. He'll get Buescher, and he'll also get Austin Dillon at that same moment.
And again now, right behind Chris Buescher, they go side by side. Here comes Tyler Reddick on the outside. William Byron on the inside. Right behind, it's Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney.
Watching the race outside of the top 10 right now as they continue that double wide formation. Back to the corner. Wheel to wheel, watching William Byron digging hard on the bottom of the racetrack. Had a fender up alongside of the car of Tyler Reddick for a moment. Now they're wheel to wheel again for that position.
10th and 11th is what they're racing for on the outside lane. It will be Tyler Reddick getting the advantage. Further up, his teammate at 23-11 Racing, Bubba Wallace, is on the move.
Trying to take 5th away from Chase Elliott. He'll do it by the time they get to turn 2. Bubba Wallace coming to life here in the early going. He'll bypass Chase Elliott, and Elliott slams the door in the face of Logano.
Right now it's Denny Hamlin out front over his teammate, Martin Truex Jr. Then it's Josh Berry. Then it's Christopher Bell. That's the top 4. Hard racing right now. Mike Bagley from 5th on back.
Bubba Wallace just took that 5th spot a lap ago. They're side by side for 6th. You got a Ford and a Chevy wheel to wheel there. You got the Ford of Logano racing to the outside of the Chevy of Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott with the red, white, and black Coca-Cola colors on board of his Hendrick Motorsports entry. He'll fall back in line another spot, so Chase Elliott now has given up 2 positions here in the opening 7 laps of the race. We are still early, just underway in the Cookout 400. Denny Hamlin is the race leader. Martin Truex Jr. is 2nd. Josh Berry is up to 3rd comfortably. Christopher Bell 4th, and Bubba Wallace, Jeff, rounds out the top 5.
Ross Chastain is up 7 positions already. He is running in position number 15, and Kyle Busch, and this may be a bit of a surprise early on, Todd. We saw him yesterday practice well. We saw him qualify well. He's down 5 since we put him under the green flag only 9 laps ago.
Yeah, we'll see where this plays out. And some of that may be just soft pedaling the first few laps. We did see a few guys, Ross Chastain being one of them, really commit to rolling the top of 1 and 2 and made some positions. Just rolling a lot of speed up there. Seemed like there was grip up there. It's kind of leveled out now that we've gotten 9 laps into the run.
Stage 1 is 70 laps in length, Todd. Is there a thought process where these crew chiefs say, you know what, we want to run this entire 70-lap stint on these tires?
This may be the longest run that these guys go on a set of tires, and it's the greenest the racetrack is. So where is a bigger deal? This is a place, as Chase Briscoe talked about in the pre-race coverage, you don't want to run qualifying laps, because if you do, you're going to pay the penalty in 25 or 30 laps.
Right now, Chris Buescher, Mike Bagley running in position number 8, and he continues to feel the heat.
Yeah, he does. He's got him lined up behind him, Jeff. He has gotten the shuffle backward ever since the dropping of the green flag, but he's got Austin Dillon there. William Byron is lined up. You've got Tyler Reddick. You got Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, Kyle Larson. They're all lined up trying to get around him right now as he exits turn 2.
And one of those you mentioned, Mike, Ross Chastain's gained 4 spots here in the last handful of laps. He's beginning to climb the leaderboard.
Yeah, Ross Chastain in a good run in the early going, but behind him, here's a good battle. Austin Cindric and Kyle Larson going at it.
Yeah, off of turn number 4 they come. Advantage goes to Kyle Larson and Austin Cindric now. He's not done fighting because here comes Ty Gibbs down to the inside.
Larson will make his way past. Now Ty Gibbs will punch a hole to the inside and try to do the same. He cannot complete the pass out of 2, but will off the end of the back straightaway.
Yeah, they will as they come back into turn number 3. Already some of these drivers are beginning to widen out the corner in turn number 3, Mike. It's not at all unusual on a short track here at Richmond to see drivers go to the 2nd, 3rd, and even 4th line.
Yeah, we always start on the bottom lane of the racetrack here at Richmond, and then it starts to slowly work its way up. We've seen drivers testing that 2nd lane and coming out of 2, and Todd Gordon referenced this a moment ago, they're even venturing out, perhaps maybe trying to get a 3rd lane worked in on the exit of turn 2.
It's going to be 15 laps complete next time by for Denny Hamlin, who has led all 15 laps. Why don't we take a moment, Alex Hayden, give everybody a look at where all of their favorite drivers are running, presented by Hands Free. Skechers, slip-ins, no bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free. Skechers, slip-ins.
Denny Hamlin is the race leader. You got Martin Truex Jr. riding second. Josh Berry is third. Christopher Bell is fourth and Joey Logano fifth. Bubba Wallace is sixth. Chase Elliott is seventh. Chris Buescher eighth. Ninth is Austin Dillon. And 10th is William Byron.
Tyler Reddick right now is 11th. Ryan Blaney 12th. Ross Chastain up to 13th. Kyle Larson 14th. Ty Gibbs 15th. Austin Cindric 16th. Carson Hocevar 17th. Kyle Busch is backslid to 18th. Alex Bowman 19th. And Noah Gregson is 20th.
21st is Daniel Suarez. 22nd is Todd Gilliland. 23rd is Zane Smith. Then you've got Eric Jones in 24th and Ryan Preece 25th. Corey LaJoie 26th. Brad Keselowski 27th. Chase Briscoe 28th and Harrison Burton 29th, along with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 30th.
31st will be Michael McDowell. 32nd, John Hunter Nemechek. Ty Dillon 33rd. Riley Herbst 34th. Daniel Hemric 35th. Justin Haley, 36. Parker Retzloff is being scored 37th. That's a look at the leaderboard on lap number 18. Got a good battle shaping up for third. It's over now as Christopher Bell has come to third. Three Toyotas at the front of the field here on lap number 18.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. And one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the ninth consecutive race that Denny Hamlin has led laps here at the Richmond Raceway. He's led all 21 to this point. It's Hamlin, Truex, Bell, three Toyotas in front of a pair of Fords, and they're racing side by side right now in Joey Logano and Josh Berry. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Career start 673 for Denny Hamlin, who has 54 career wins, and you got a handful of them that have come right here at the Richmond Raceway. This is his best track by average of any track on the circuit. Right now, Alex Hayden, he has led all 25, and he's done so over his teammates.
He has indeed. Second place, Martin Truex Jr., and third place, Christopher Bell. Let's talk a little bit more about Christopher Bell and have Chris Wilner, who's following along in that pit box, what their early 25 laps have been like here in the Cookout 400. given the fact that regular crew chief Adam Stevens is not here after suffering a bilateral knee injury during the break. This trip to pit road is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Chris Wilner.
Well, it's a pretty unique situation, Alex, with what they're doing communication-wise with Christopher Bell. He's currently running in that third position. As far as the race car, no major issues right now, just wording to make sure that Bell protects the right front tire over the course of this run. But the communication is coming from the box from Chris Sherwood, who we documented pre-races doing the crew chief duties in place of Adam Stevens. But it's a unique situation because it's not on penalty. So Adam Stevens is back in Huntersville, North Carolina, in the war room at Joe Gibbs Racing, actually is on radio. He was communicating with Christopher as they fired the engines, kind of giving him pre-race instructions and telling Christopher that all the messages will go through the box, but he is in communication with Chris Sherwood on the box. So Adam Stevens back in the war room again is on radio and is able to talk to Christopher. He probably will mention a few times under caution to Christopher different intricacies, but I want to ask Todd, as a crew chief, what is it like being in the war room? What are the intricacies and the technologies you have to be able to communicate from all the way back in North Carolina?
Well, this becomes even more so than what my experience was, but we've got live communication back and forth. We got to the point that we'd have an open intercom with the engineers back at the shop onto the pit box. It was like they were sitting right next to you, sharing the information with you. It's live. You're not having to go through text. You're not having to go through messenger pieces. You can talk clearly. And as you're talking about there, all of my situations when I was there, I was under penalty. So you couldn't talk on the car radio. You could talk on intercoms. You could talk on digitals. But you could never talk on the analog that goes to the driver. So Adam being able to do that, he gets a lot of information. I think this will help strengthen this team because he'll understand better the nuances of what's going on back at the shop and building those relationships. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out as we fall into the playoffs here.
Top three running right together right now, Todd, and Hamlin, Truex, and Christopher Bell. Logano by himself in fourth. And Mike Bagley, how about that battle for fifth as it exits off turn number four?
It's been a great battle the last handful of laps. Josh Berry and Bubba Wallace have been swapping that spot back and forth. Now, it's Bubba's turn to take it. He's going to use the high side entry going into one. Wow, what a move by Bubba. Around the outside, he'll grab the spot. But that's been the most entertaining battle inside of the top 10 of the last handful of laps.
It has, but the battle for second is beginning to tighten up now as you've got Christopher Bell on the back bumper of second place running Martin Truex Jr.
A couple of teammates trying to dice it up for the position there. Number two, that's about six car lengths behind Denny Hamlin. And race leader Denny Hamlin has arrived on the same straightaway as the cars he will eventually lap. He is catching the back end of the field pretty quick.
Right now, Hamlin with about a five car length advantage over Truex. Truex, though, he is under the gun as Christopher Bell looks to the outside.
Christopher Bell surveys his options coming off the end of the front straightaway. He'll opt for the high lane, and he'll dial it up, and he's there. Christopher Bell, power move on the outside of turn two. Matter of fact, he'll sweep around Truex at the entrance of three and take that second spot.
Martin Truex Jr., the veteran that he is, very savvy, understands Christopher Bell's car a little bit better here. 35 laps into the Cookout 400. Let him go just a bit, but he's not going to let him drive completely away off turn two.
No, he'll stay with him, keep him at arm's length. One or two car lengths behind C. Bell is Martin Truex Jr. And matter of fact, the leaders, Hamlin, Bell, and Truex, have pulled away from Logano so much that they are on the back straightaway by themselves, and Logano's just exiting two when they enter three.
Right now, he is all by himself talking about Joey Logano. Then comes Bubba Wallace. Then comes a good four-car battle. You've got Josh Berry right there, Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, and Austin Dillon.
Tipping the cap to Austin Dillon in the early going tonight. Good qualifying run for him, and he's got a good presence inside of the top 10 right now, having just bypassed Chris Buescher, and now Austin Dillon's going to work on Elliott.
Yeah, he is. Elliott's been right in the middle of the racetrack, but boy, Mike, have they already begun to fan out all the way to the wall now here on this short track.
Towards the back end of the pack, you've got a handful of drivers that aren't in the first lane or the second lane. They are in the third lane, almost up against the outside wall. That's how much this track has widened out in the opening 37 laps.
Let's give you a quick look at the top 10. Now, 38 down. We run them off in a hurry here. 32 to go in the stage. Hamlin, Bell, Truex, top three. And Bell closing in on his teammate Denny Hamlin for the lead. Logano by himself fourth in front of Bubba Wallace, who is fifth. Josh Berry, Chase Elliott running right together. They're sixth and seventh. Austin Dillon and Chris Buescher running right together. They're eighth and ninth. And Tyler Reddick at the moment completes the top 10 on lap 39.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Hamlin beginning to lap traffic, but he's also feeling the pressure from his teammate, Christopher Bell. A good two-car battle. As a matter of fact, Bell wants the lead right now, Mike Bagley.
He's going to take a peek to the inside. The problem is he's not quite close enough to get there. He's been on the forward charge. Denny Hamlin looks in his rearview mirror and sees yellow and black, the colors of Christopher Bell's car.
As they begin to close in on the car running at the tail end of the field in 37th, making his NASCAR Cup Series debut, Parker Retzlaff right in front of this battle for the race lead.
Yeah, Parker Retzlaff and company are running for their lives right now as C. Bell wants the lead. Hamlin goes wide out of two, leaves the lane wide open for Bell on the back straightaway. Bell again, bottom of the racetrack in three for the point.
So Denny Hamlin right now, middle of the racetrack, and here comes Bell on the bottom, side by side, off four. Problem is, Bell with nowhere to go, and he'll have to follow in the tire tracks. This time, back to one.
Now Bell's going to take a look to the outside, while at the same time, Hamlin goes to the outside of Parker Retzlaff and puts him a lap in arrears. They've got some racetrack to work with before they get to the lap cars of Riley Herbst and Daniel Hemric.
While they battle for the race lead in lap traffic, they'll settle things down, if only for a moment. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to Richmond Raceway in the Cookout 400. Challenge and change for the race lead a moment ago. Christopher Bell has passed his teammate Denny Hamlin, but Mike, Hamlin's got more problems.
Yeah, he's got Martin Truex Jr. to deal with and the lap car of Riley Herbst. Truex to the outside of Hamlin as Hamlin is slowly starting to backpedal just a tad.
And here comes Truex. Are they going to try to split the lap car? They make contact right front to the left side of Justin Haley's car, make that Riley Herbst car. Is whether or not he sustained any damage, hard to say, Mike, but they definitely made contact off four.
Yeah, there was close quarters racing. Not sure if Denny was trying to give Martin a little chin music, or the car got away from him and he had to collect it. There was contact a lap ago, and there is damage on the right rear of the Martin Truex Jr. car.
Yeah, there is. We take a close look here at the right side of Hamlin's car. He's got a little mark on the side of his car. He was on the bottom of the racetrack, so he and Truex got together, forced Truex up the racetrack. But it looks like for the moment they're going to get away peaceably as they work down the back straightaway.
Lap number 50, 50 down, 350 to go. Let's give you a quick mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
Right now, with 20 to go in the opening stage of the race, Christopher Bell is the race leader. He is the second driver to take turns leading laps today. Only one lead change, and that was Bell getting by Denny Hamlin. No caution flags to this point in the race, and with 51 laps complete, that's probably a sigh of relief for a lot of these crew chiefs, given the tire allotment and the decisions to make.
Right now, it's Bell leading over Hamlin and Truex. So Toyota teammates up front, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. Joey Logano has run down Truex and Hamlin. That's going to be a good three-car battle. Bubba Wallace is fifth. Chase Elliott and Austin Dillon go 6-7. Chris Buescher, Josh Berry, and Tyler Reddick complete the top 10.
As we continue down to 18 laps to go, the rest of the top 20, as we run at the moment, things staying spread out just a bit. William Byron is 11th, Ryan Blaney 12th, Ross Chastain gained 9 positions in the initial laps. He's been able to hold steady in 13th. Kyle Larson is 14th after flying back to the Commonwealth of Virginia this morning after going wire to wire to win the Knoxville National Sprint Car Race last night. Ty Gibbs is 15th, Carson Hocevar 16th, Daniel Suarez 17th, Kyle Busch 18th, Austin Cindric 19th, and Alex Bowman is 20th.
Hard to go forward, Mike Bagley, as the race leader when the car is trying to stay on the lead lap by running three wide right in front of you.
Yeah, Steve Bell's got his hands full right now. He has caught Michael McDowell. He's trying to put McDowell lap down with Harrison Burton and Ty Dillon in that mix, and Bell's going to try to squeeze it again three wide.
He will. Michael McDowell at the bottom of the track gives him plenty of room. Topside, Harrison Burton does the same. Christopher Bell will thread the needle, put both of those drivers one lap down with 15 to go in the stage.
And put the crosshairs on Ty Dillon now, who's driving for Colic Racing tonight. Here's Bell out of turn number two. He'll track Dillon off the end of the back straightaway with others to go a lap down as well.
Christopher Bell's lead is 1.3 seconds with 14 laps to go in stage one.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow on his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
9 laps to go in stage number 1 of the Cookout 400. We've been clean and green all 62 laps to this point. Christopher Bell, the race leader, had a moment, as they say, Jeff Striegel, in the racing world. Last time, it's been a couple of laps ago, back in turn number 2.
Yeah, he was on the bottom of the racetrack at one glimpse. A blink of the eye later, Mike Bagley, he was trying to knock down the outside retaining wall coming off turn 2.
He got way loose, or something happened with the car, because it bobbled and he darted up the racetrack. He was able to hang on to the car, but it gave us a moment of pause because it looked like the race leader was having a problem. It was a momentary problem, but it's not hurt him on the leaderboard or the lap times.
He's just put Justin Haley a lap down. That's the car that he was trying to lap when all of that took place. May have just simply lost some grip there, but finally able to accomplish that task. Haley now the first car one lap down. The next one in line would be Noah Gregson, although that's 6 to 8 car lengths away, Jeff, and 6 laps to go in the stage.
Noah Gregson has lost 13 positions since we put him under the green flag. Next in line on that side in that equation, Kyle Busch, down 6. Now he's stabilized, Jason Toy, around the 18th position. He fell down to 18th, and that's about where he's been since we got about 10, 12 laps into this event. What are they saying about that car?
Well, they're not real panicked about it. He was complaining that he was loose and plowing through the middle of the corner, loose coming off. He's in the back end, wanted to kick out on him. But as the run has gone on, that was about mid-run, as it's gone on, it's stabilized, and actually the lap times have improved for Kyle Busch. This morning, the fact that his car has a lot of built-in change opportunities here as the race goes on, especially as we transition from the heat of the day into the coldness of the night. So they got some things they can do to it here when they get to that first pit stop.
Race leader continues to be Christopher Bell, down to 4 laps to go now here in stage number 1. Bell continues to work in some traffic. He just put Corey LaJoy a lap down, begins to close in now on that Noah Gregson Ford Mustang up off of turn number 4. Jeff, down to 3 to go.
As Bell comes across the line, and you've got Denny Hamlin, Truex, Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace. That is your top 5. Mike Bagley, they are headed your way.
Yeah, a couple of laps ago, Corey LaJoy made contact with the outside wall. He's been able to keep the car rolling, but he's lost a lot of lap time, and he has just lost a position on the lead lap to Christopher Bell.
Staying as Christopher Bell trying to get closer to the Noah Gregson car. Further back, Denny Hamlin now beginning to catch some of those lap machines in turn number 1. Hamlin, no threat right now to catch the race leader.
But he's got lap traffic double wide ahead of him. He's got that Corey LaJoy car and that Michael McDowell car that are residing right in front of him. Right now, LaJoy's going to go to the high country. McDowell's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack.
And Christopher Bell needs to be very patient right here. Noah Gregson right in front of him. Brad Keselowski in front of that. They're racing 2 and 3 wide. Final lap of stage number 1 for C. Bell.
Christopher Bell comes to turn 2 with a good lead in hand. Put that lead at about 20 car lengths with the potential lap car of Noah Gregson on his nose off the end of the backstretch.
Here they come up off of turn number 4. Race leader Christopher Bell sees the green and white checkered flag out of the right hand of chief starter Greg Harris. And Christopher Bell picks up the stage 1 win. So C. Bell wins the stage. Denny Hamlin will be second. Martin Truex Jr. will be third. Joey Logano finishes the stage 4th, and Bubba Wallace 5th. Chase Elliott 6th. Austin Dillon 7th. Chris Buescher 8th. Tyler Reddick 9th. And Josh Berry ends the stage 10th.
And now we see the caution flag flying here on lap number 70. The top 10 in stage 1 presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
O'Reilly. Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and 2 rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Stage win number 10 on the season for Christopher Bell. We've got pit stops coming up shortly from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Wenikins from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Severe thunderstorm warnings continue for Buffalo and Trempealeau County until 4:30. Weather Service radar, Arcadia being affected by these storms, Independence and Blair being affected by these storms. They're now east of Fountains, or east of Buffalo City. You might see a storm yet after this, what has moved through Buffalo City, but it shouldn't be too bad. This in from the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department. Highway 37 and Highway 88 are now closed at this time from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees and water on the roadway. Again, Highway 37 and Highway 88 are closed in Buffalo County from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees and water in the roadway. So please keep that in mind. Please do not drive with if you don't have to in that area. There's probably a lot of town roads as well. They may have trees down and water over the road. Travel not advised, really, in that portion of Buffalo County. Again, Highway 37, Highway 88 are both completely closed at this time from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees down and water over the road. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Buffalo and Trempealeau counties until 4:30. There's also a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 o'clock this evening for Wabasha, Buffalo, and Trempealeau counties. From the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Brian Wenikins.
And we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Prime Tires and Fuel, Jason Toy.
Martin Truex Jr. hits the Mark IV tires. Sunoco Fuel going on. The yellow branded tires for him. He is down the way. Going to be a drag race with him and Christopher Bell. Denny Hamlin is going to get down in the way as well on the end of pit road. Also there, Ryan Newman. Actually, it's Ryan Blaney making his pit stop. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. Couple of drivers going with the reds here on this end of pit road. We'll follow up with that in a moment.
Problem for the race leader, Christopher Bell, pulling out of his pit box. You had Erik Jones making the left turn to go into his pit box right in front of him. They made contact. Erik Jones's car went in perpendicular to the infield wall. Team did not miss a beat. They went ahead and serviced the race car, but absolute contact right front corner of the race leading car of Christopher Bell after this pit stop.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We welcome you back to Richmond Raceway. We've just got the one-to-go signal. The field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Christopher Bell will lead him back to the green flag here on lap number 79 with his teammate Denny Hamlin alongside. Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, row two, Austin Dillon, and Chase Elliott. They're going to wave off the restart. Not everybody able to catch the tail end of the field, so we'll go one more lap. So again, it's Seabell and Denny Hamlin, Truex and Joey Logano, Austin Dillon, who's had a good run so far. It's been a good weekend so far for Austin Dillon, with Chase Elliott alongside. And then you get back to row five, and that's where Ross Chastain lines up to the inside of Chris Buescher.
So for the first time in a NASCAR Cup Series points-paying race, we're seeing strategy as far as a different tire compound for Goodyear in play. Two different teams elected to put on the option softer rubber tire out there, and those two drivers are Michael McDowell and Daniel Suarez. So, Todd, let's revisit now what this tire's designed to do and what do you expect?
Well, what we saw yesterday, it was 3 to 4 tenths faster for the first 25 laps or so. We'll see where it plays out here, but definitely an opportunity to go forward. Daniel Suarez starting in the 16th position. Be interesting to see if he's three wide into turn one and how many rows he can get.
Let's find out as we go back into the green flag on lap number 80, Richmond Raceway. Seabell, Denny Hamlin, they're going to lead the field back to turn number one, and they're going to go side by side when they get there.
Bell gets the advantage on the break, but here comes Hamlin back to the outside of the racetrack. They'll mirror each other to the backstretch. Right now, Denny Hamlin gets that jump from the top of two, but here's Bell back to the bottom of three.
Back to turn number three. Bell on the bottom of the racetrack. Close quarters racing on exit of turn four. Denny Hamlin by a nose will lead this lap. Christopher Bell keeps his Toyota right at the bottom of the speedway.
Seesawing back and forth in this battle for the lead. You got Bell that'll grab it on corner entry. Hamlin takes it on corner exit. Bell to the bottom. Hamlin topside behind them. Truex and Logano are wheel to wheel.
Side by side for the lead. Off turn number four, Christopher Bell and Denny Hamlin at the line by inches. It's Denny, but here comes Christopher back to the bottom. He wants the lead back.
There are four different rows of side by side racing. Bell, Hamlin, Truex, Logano. You've got Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott. Then it finally singles out to single file formation. And watching Daniel Suarez, he is rolling on those red tires.
He has gained six positions since the drop of the green flag. That option tire doing exactly what it was designed to do. Now, we're going to focus right now on the battle for the race lead side by side off turn two.
It continues to be wheel to wheel for first, wheel to wheel for third, wheel to wheel for fifth. And they're stretched out with three car lengths in between. Bell and Hamlin leaning on each other. for the point.
Boy, again, side by side as they come up and racing off turn number four. Bell and Hamlin inches apart. Behind him, Truex to the inside of Joey Logano.
What a race here in the early going. Lap 84, and virtually the top 10 are side by side. Spread out now to the backstretch. Hamlin with the advantage over Bell for the lead. Logano gets the advantage over Truex for third.
They do, as Logano in that outside lane slips just a bit. Here comes Martin Truex Jr. rallying back down to the bottom of the speedway. Still wheel to wheel for the number three spot. What a race we've got. Side by side for third, side by side for fifth.
And now Denny Hamlin will sweep around Bell and take the lead. So it's Hamlin with the lead, Bell to second. Logano will get by Truex for third, and they're side by side behind them for fifth.
That's Austin Dillon on the inside of Chase Elliott, and look who is right behind and rolling. It's Daniel Suarez right in front of him. Dillon to the bottom, Chase Elliott to the outside.
Side by side into the corner. Chase Elliott with the advantage on the outside coming into turn one. He'll have that advantage to turn two. Daniel Suarez is there. Three wide to the inside. Here comes Suarez down low.
He does, right at the bottom of the racetrack. Gets up underneath Austin Dillon. Takes that spot away. He's not done. He'll march right to the inside of Chase Elliott and pick up two spots off turn number four. Suarez on the option tire up to fifth.
Daniel Suarez has broken into the top five. Let's see how much he's got left in him. Next up for him, Martin Truex Jr. and a battle for fourth.
And that's Austin Dillon, who now rides right behind Daniel Suarez with Chase Elliott. All eyes right now, Bagman, on Daniel Suarez. He will drive by Truex like he's tied to a stump and focus now on Joey Logano.
He will go on immediate attack to Logano. He has gotten fourth. Here's Suarez. He's looking for third. These option tires making a huge difference for Suarez. Suarez makes short work of Logano.
He has come from 18th all the way to third, and he is not done yet. Let's follow Daniel Suarez as he tracks down Christopher Bell.
Here he comes back into the corner. Christopher Bell running in second. You've got Suarez in third. They are separated by two car lengths. All of this going on behind race leader Denny Hamlin.
So Suarez working in the middle of the racetrack. The two Toyotas in front of him going first and second. That's Hamlin and Bell respectively running the bottom of the speedway through the corners. Sun setting here at Richmond, Virginia. Battle for the lead is three-way.
It is between Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Daniel Suarez. Suarez, good run out of two. Pouring on the coals. Pulling to the inside of Bell for the runner-up spot.
Boy, he is on the option tire. Todd, I guess if there was any question at all about how good the option tire would be, it's being answered right now.
Yeah, he's definitely putting a show on here and all the way to second from, like you said, starting deep in the field. And likewise, Michael McDowell up into the top 20, starting scratch in the field. Both of these cars taking those red tires, the option tires, and driving their way forward. Daniel Suarez is going to make a move for the lead here.
Mayor Suarez to the outside, who restarted on lap 80 in 16th. McDowell restarted in 29th. Here goes Daniel Suarez on the option tire to the top side.
Denny Hamlin better hang on because he's getting ready to get his doors blown off. Suarez steps to the outside of the racetrack. He's there side by side for the lead. Suarez will complete the pass and go to the point at lap 92.
And here he comes now off of turn number four. New race leader here at Richmond Raceway. It is Daniel Suarez, who has taken the lead over Denny Hamlin, who is second. Christopher Bell is settled in line at the moment third, followed by Joey Logano and Martin Truex Jr. That's your top five. The rest of the top 10, Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon, Ross Chastain, Chris Buescher, and Kyle Larson. Alex Hayden.
Here in the Cookout 400 in the middle of stage number two. Want to welcome to the broadcast from Cookout representative is Bobby Labonte, NASCAR Hall of Famer and employee, again, Joe Gibbs Racing. Welcome back to the broadcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to watch this race. It's a lot of fun and be here on a Cookout weekend.
Yeah, it is special. The relationship with Cookout, NASCAR, now here at Richmond Raceway, it's something special, isn't it?
It really is, and obviously this is a great racetrack to be at, and to have Cookout sponsor it to me is just, you know, it doesn't get much better than this when you can watch this. And Cookout, I've take responsibility in getting Jeremy and all them involved in it, because they came by the house in my neighborhood and I showed them quarter midgets, and next thing you know, they're in it. So I love that fact of it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for me that I did get them this far involved.
Yeah, well, you know what? We always say it all the time. We want people to bring kids to the racetrack. even if that means show them a quarter midget and get them to the track as a driver. So job well done on your part there, Bobby. I'm good with that.
Cool.
We've got Rue Reeves joining us as well. Rue, coming to the racetrack with your family, that's a really cool thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
How important is it to be able to have your family around you when you do come to the racetrack?
It's really important.
Absolutely it is. Rue Reeves there, Bobby Labonte joining us. Max Reeves is also here hanging out with us. And Bobby, when you look at what's going on the racetrack, to have the first ever option tire in a NASCAR points paying race and seeing what it's doing, how important is it for Cookout to be attached to what we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, what a great venue. I'm glad that the weather moved out for the weekend here. I know Rue didn't get to run the quarter midgets because they did have enough weather that kind of canceled their deal, but they'll make that up at Darlington, which is another Cookout race. But the option tire, to me, I'm watching Todd over there and just with the stopwatch, and I think it's a great element that we haven't really seen, and this track over North Wilkesboro is definitely going to show. It'll be interesting to see what it's going to be at lap 300 or so. You know, that'll be the cool thing. What we're seeing now is a lot of trying to figure it out, I guess.
All right, Max Reeves got a headset on as well. Max, your favorite Cookout shake, your meal, what's your go-to when you go to Cookout?
I usually get a tray and a burger and two sides, cheese bites and fries. But my favorite shake, I love all the shakes, but I'd probably have to go with a Cheerwine float or Reese's in my shake.
You can't go wrong with either one of those. I'm a cheeseburger pickles guy. My side will be the fries and the chicken nuggets. That's my go-to when I go to Cookout. Just for reference point out there. Hey, we can't thank all of you enough and everybody at Cookout for putting on another great race. Obviously, it's spectacular what we're seeing on here. Max, Ruth, thank you guys. Bobby Labonte, always a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely right. So Cookout 400 continuing under the green flag here, Jeff.
Right now, Daniel Suarez has left the building. He's gone over Christopher Bell, who has come to second by passing his teammate Denny Hamlin. Logano is fourth in front of Martin Truex Jr. That's your top five. The rest of the top ten, Chase Elliott sixth, Austin Dillon seventh, Ross Chastain and Kyle Larson go 8-9, and Michael McDowell from the back of the pack on the option tires has driven all the way to 10th on lap 102.
Cookout in Richmond. Fast service and fast cars. A great match. Cooked outdoors style food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char grilled. Always fresh, never frozen. Goes great with an ice cold Coca-Cola or a shake. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
He restarted 16th, Daniel Suarez did. He is now leading by 3 seconds, and it's growing. Daniel Suarez goes into turn three as Christopher Bell exits off turn number two. Well, he's not alone. Michael McDowell, who started dead last after taking the free pass, he's already up to eighth, and he's about to pass Austin Dillon for seventh. More on the option tires when we come back. 106 down, 294 remain. Suarez, Bell, Hamlin, top three. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tall Grass Short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
31 laps into this run here, and Daniel Suarez, who was out front by 3.2, is now out front by 2.8. He is not the fastest car on the racetrack anymore. That belongs to Christopher Bell.
And this is exactly the types of things we've learned in the garage today and yesterday, Todd Gordon, about this option tire. The life on it compared to the prime tires, 30 to 35 laps faster. After about lap 35, it will begin to give up much quicker than the primes do, and we're seeing exactly that.
Yeah, we are. And you look at this, and it's a tenth or two that between Christopher Bell and Daniel Suarez. Christopher Bell's a little quicker, although Christopher Bell was the fastest car here when everybody's on the same tires. So I don't know if we've crossed that point or whether just the performance of the car and that coming together, but we're starting to see that crisscross. Suarez is no longer the fastest car on the racetrack.
As a matter of fact, Christopher Bell is a good 0.2 of a second faster than Daniel Suarez as we run here. 112 laps complete, so here's a look at some of the biggest movers and losers to this point in the race, presented by Craftsman. Take advantage of special deals now at Ace Hardware. Visit craftsman.com.
Why don't we do it this way, Alex? We'll look at the movers and losers since we put them under the green flag to start stage two. On lap 79, we're working lap 113 right now. Michael McDowell up 22 positions on the option tire. Daniel Suarez up 14 positions and to the lead on the option tire. Going the wrong way, teammates Josh Berry and Chase Briscoe. Berry down 7, Briscoe down 5.
So that is a look at the movers and losers to this point in the race after the restart on lap number 79.
Yeah, and you look at it, you bring that up, 22 positions for Michael McDowell. We have to remember he started behind all the lap down cars as well. So it's not just, it's 22 positions, but he's also passed a number of lap down cars. It's been an impressive drive forward.
Observation time from Mike Bagley outside turn number 3. I think one observation clearly is Christopher Bell is running back down now, Daniel Suarez. But what